This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about stress tests of the banking variety up at the top of the program, but putting companies through their paces isn't reserved strictly for the financial industry. Last month, investors at Occidental Petroleum and ExxonMobil voted for more transparency on climate change, how a warming planet and policies related to it are going to hit the bottom line. But to know your risk around climate change means you got to measure it. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
Mr. Chairman, at least 3.6
Exxon shareholders recently gathered in a Dallas Symphony Hall for the company's annual meeting. The energy giant had strong first quarter earnings. Still, many investors wanted to take the company to task, specifically this task: show us you're ready for a world that's weaning itself off oil. How'd the vote go?
Approximately 62.3% of the shares voting thereon were voted for.
It passed. Nearly two-thirds of Exxon shareholders voted to make the company disclose its plans around climate change regulation. Westpath Investment Management voted yes. Kirstie Jenkinson is a managing director there. She says there's plenty that investors like Westpath want to know.
How is the company positioned for a lower carbon economy? How is its business model going to respond to potential shifts?
The vote is a non-binding resolution, but Jenkinson says if Exxon doesn't comply, shareholders may vote out some of the company's directors.
That's a fairly common escalation tactic that investors will use if a concern that they have raised that they believe is material for the company has not been sufficiently addressed.
Some of Exxon's biggest shareholders, BlackRock and Vanguard, are thought to be the driving force in the climate change vote, though neither company would confirm how they voted. One thing the investors want is for Exxon to do a climate stress test. Some oil companies already do, says this guy.
Andrew Logan, I am the director of the oil and gas program at Ceres.
That's a nonprofit that pushes sustainable business. Now, when big banks do stress tests, they take a situation like high unemployment combined with drops in stocks and housing prices and ask, do we have enough capital to make it through? Logan says that scenario analysis is similar for an oil company and climate change.
Trying to be creative in thinking about how the future can unfold, looking at existing trends, looking at uncertainties, and that can be done literally with 10 people around a table in a room, or, you know, it can involve supercomputers and everything in between.
By the way, there's already a big scenario. Pretty much the whole world, with the recent exception of the United States, has agreed to keep global warming to less than 2 degrees Celsius. That will take big cuts to carbon emissions, and that means burning way less oil. But Logan says Exxon is sticking with old models and ways of thinking. He points out that they're the last remaining large company in the oil sands business, which comes with major carbon emissions.
Clearly, they are planning for a different kind of future than most of their peers, and I think that is what is raising concerns among some of their largest investors.
So how does Exxon convince shareholders they're on it?
That's a trickier question than you might think.
There is no standard process, but that's changing. The Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures is an international business group, and it has new recommendations on how companies should disclose their climate change risks. Curtis Ravenel is on the task force.
This is a business issue, not a political issue, and we want to make sure that businesses are aligned and well-informed.
The task force wants companies to do robust scenario analysis and disclose those risks at least annually in their public financial filings. Ravenel says companies measure risk around all sorts of things already. Given the world's direction on carbon, adding climate change makes sense. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.